LeBron calls for a screen from Love. Finally gets it with 10 on the shot clock. Heads to his right. Gets picked up by Sabonis. Six to shoot. Step back three. Knocks it down.
Busca LeBron 1-1 con 5 segundos en el reloj. Levanta el triple. ¡El Rey! Segundo triple consecutivo para LeBron James.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on the LKNL Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
And we welcome you back to another edition of Cavs HQ on the LKNL Cavaliers Radio Network. I'm John Michael alongside the Spanish radio voice of the Cavaliers, Rafa Hernandez Brito. We are joining you from Indianapolis. We are at the Capitol Grill. Happy Sunday, everybody, as we get set for Game 4 here tonight. The Pacers lead the series 2-1, and Rafa, a couple of nights ago, Game 3, Cavs had a big 17-point lead at the half. Discouraging, disappointing second half of play as Indiana roars from behind. We know they're good in their building. They displayed that in the second half. In Game 3, they come back and take a 2-1 lead in the series. And for the second time now in this series, the Cavaliers have to bounce back to avoid falling into a 2-game hole.
Hey, John, how are you? And thank you for the game day steak before we head to Bankers Life Fieldhouse. And it was a tale of two halves, basically what it was for the Cavaliers. They had prepared, they did their homework, and they executed to perfection. In the first half, everybody contributed. George Hill having the half of the postseason, and Kevin Love also came out. JR was doing a good job. The team seemed to have come into the game with that plan of like negating everything to Victor Oladipo, blitzing and double teaming him at the point. And the Pacers took their time reacting to that adjustment by the Cavaliers. But at the end, in the second half, it is what continues to be the Achilles heel for the Cavs, the beginning of the second half, that third quarter start. When T. Lou has to call a timeout with a little bit over 90 seconds played in the second half, trying to avoid what ended up happening. You know, we start the second half with a 17-point lead. Indiana was able to bring the crowd back in the game, a crowd that was virtually shocked in the first half. So at the end of the day, it's a 2-1 lead for the Pacers. It's not something that LeBron or the Cavs have not faced before. As you remember, that series that we always talked about against
Chicago,
the Bulls in Chicago,
round,
the second round. Yeah. So it is something that we have to deal with now. But, again, the Cavaliers need to continue to work on that 48-minute effort.
I think
that's what's missing.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off. I think that the part that hurts the most is that the question coming in was, especially after Game 2, was would LeBron get some help from his friends? And in the first half, man, he sure did. And you said it. I mean, Kevin Love goes for 16 points. But Kevin Love finishes with 19 points. He scores only 3 points in the second half.
And that was at the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, commits three turnovers. Right, it was the shot with only seconds left to put the Cavs within one to give the Cavs a fighting chance at the end of the ball game. George Hill was phenomenal in the first half, 11 points. He finished with 13, you know, and that was the story. You go up and down the line of the Cavaliers scored 57 points in the first half, just 33 in the second half as they were outscored 23-12 in the third quarter, 29-21. In the fourth. We're going to discuss it more as this show rolls on, but you know, you go right down the list, Rafa, in terms of the statistics. I mean, the Cavaliers came out, knocked down 5 of their first 10 threes. They then hit only 1 of their next 11 in the second half. We're talking about open looks. You know, open looks for these guys in the second half. The Cavaliers, LeBron goes for 3 of 6 from distance. Everybody else just 2 of 16. And that was, I mean, that's to me where you lose the game. You know, you don't hit the threes. And again, I'm not, this isn't saying, hey, all the Cavs have to do is make shots, because that's an excuse I think a lot of folks rely upon and say, oh, all they had to do was hit their shots and obviously they don't lose this game. There's a lot more going on here, and I think there's a lot of soul searching that needs to take place for a lot of players on this team that need to dig deep and find what it takes to play playoff basketball. But, you know, you look at the numbers, and like you said, it was a tale of two halves, and tough to see after so many things went right through the first two quarters of play.
For sure it's something that the Cavs need to work on, John. You mentioned the shooting, you know, 34% in the second half is something that is not going to get it done with Green, who had a couple of plays that seemed to have get him in out of the funk that he had found himself in this series. But at the end of the day, you mentioned it. It's not like the key is for the Cavs to hit their threes, but that is how we are built. LeBron James is the guy who drives to the hoop and then kicks it out. Mentioned the shooting, 3 free throws for the Cavaliers in the second half against 16 for the Pacers. That is something that cannot happen. That is something that I think what you mentioned, like soul-searching, the Pacers took it to us in the second half, and I don't think we were able to react to those to that punch.
Well, the free throws so often are a reflection of your aggressiveness, mm-hmm. and the Cavs were ultra-aggressive. They shot 13 free throws in the first half, 2 only 3 in the second half, and it gives you an idea. I mean, they were settling for perimeter shots, dishing it around, and again, you wonder, too, it's all a vicious cycle. When you start missing shots, you know, then is LeBron as aggressive? Does he trust anybody around the perimeter to actually make some shots, you know, and get aggressive and get downhill and start going toward the basket? So it all kind of rolls in together with what we saw in the second half of play. And again, you know, credit the Pacers. You mentioned the defense on Oladipo. The Cavs had Oladipo to 5 points in the first half, 2 of 6 from the field. He finished with 18, but he was 5 of 15 yep. in the ballgame. So again, I think the Cavs, in games 2 and 3, they're doing what they want with Oladipo. They started that extending the defense in game 2. After game 1, Oladipo got to do whatever he wanted en route to a 32-point game, a game high. I think they've done the job on Oladipo and on Collison in the backcourt defensively. It's simply that they just didn't score enough points in the second half of play.
And it also simply, too, the way Bojan Bogdanović just went postal in the second
game.
Half. I mean, he had 7 triples in the night, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I think those are the things that the Cavs need to concentrate on, the things that you would imagine he's not going to go 7 for 9 again. You know, he was in foul trouble early in the game. The Cavs failed to attack him with LeBron James playing against him. They allowed him to stay in the game. But, again, give credit to the Pacers that Oladipo and Collison weren't having their night, and they went with their hat hand, which was Bojan Bogdanović. And, again, effort, aggressiveness, those second-chance points by the Pacers in the second half with Miles Turner and Thaddeus Young making the offensive rebounds is definitely what has the Cavs down 2-1. We're losing the fast break battle, we're losing the points in the paint battle, and we're losing the second chance point battle. So it's all numbers that at the end of the day don't lie.
I thought you brought up a couple of interesting things, important things. Turner and Young in the paint just looked more aggressive than a lot of the Cavs looking for rebounds. And, you know, I mean, LeBron's out there. LeBron played the entire second half. I mean, LeBron's in the ballgame, played 41 minutes, 42 seconds. He needs some help, particularly on that glass, particularly on the hustle plays when you need that basketball, when you need those possessions in the second half. And I think too often, just the eye test, Rafa, that, you know, the Cavs weren't as aggressive in that paint looking for rebounds, and they're going to have to do something about it. You wonder, maybe some adjustments might take place personnel-wise in terms of other guys coming into the game that can be rebounders. Tristan Thompson has not been used in this series in terms of any meaningful minutes. So we're going to see how that plays out. And Bogdanović, to me, Rafa, was the player of the game, not just the fact that he goes 7 of 9 from deep, 11 of 15 from the field. But he did his best. I mean, he's not the prototypical LeBron defender.
He was hanging on LeBron's waist for a while, but
right. I mean, let's. I mean, you know, he's not he's not Kawhi Leonard, right? He's not Jimmy Butler. He's not the prototypical guy who can slow down LeBron. But hey, let's give the guy credit. He's leaning on LeBron. He's putting pressure on LeBron. And he's, you know, he's doing enough to bottle him up. Now, he's getting help from his friends. This is what we were talking about before. I mean, Miles Turner and Thaddeus Young are basically lining up behind him, right? But the Cavs have been able to exploit this because they hit their threes, because LeBron can drive, beat his first man, kick to the open man, and the Cavs hit their threes. This is when the breakdown occurs, to me at least, when you don't have that trust in the second half and when they're just missing – you know, some of these guys who have shot threes effectively their whole careers are missing outside shots. And maybe some guys who are new to the playoff, a little bit greener, still aren't quite comfortable to knock down those threes in these big spots.
And I hate to use this boxing analogy, and I don't know if this is what the Pacers have in mind, but when you talk about LeBron playing 24 minutes in the second half, the whole second half, and he has to carry Bogdanović weight when he has the ball, I mean, that puts an extra toll on his body. And I think that it reflects at the end of the game of you know, LeBron. It's LeBron. We know what he can do. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of work that he has to – a lot of weight that he has to carry with Bogdanović literally hanging off on his waist.
Yeah, and then it's LeBron who, when the Cavs are down 7, hits back-to-back threes to get him back to 1. You know what I mean? Finds the legs, finds the ability to hit 3. Your point might – your point is well taken because despite the fact that he has this guy hanging on him, he's out there still. He's the only one apparently making threes in the second half. So, you know, a lot to talk about as we roll along. Look, we're going to get past this game 3 stuff. Look forward to game 4. Hey, when the Cavs came out here, you know, the theme was, it was disappointing after the game. But after, you know, they had a wider look at the film and everything else, the attitude now is we come out here to Indiana, we win one or two games, we split, and we're back right.
That's
where
all we need.
We're back right where we needed to be. They take home court advantage, right? Home court advantage back going into game number five. So that's the idea here tonight. Let's have a short memory, say the Cavaliers, and let's get it done here this evening in game four. We're gonna take a look, preview game four coming up. A lot more to come here on Cavs HQ right here on the Alcanel Cavaliers Radio Network.
It's the NBA playoffs. When it's win or go home, everything takes on greater importance.
Finds Love. He'll take that three. Got knocked down. He knocks it down. And Kevin Love has a chance of a four-point play.
Cleveland wants it more. We'll do whatever it takes to win.
Hands in the bucket. Lays it up. Plays it in. Gets fouled by Turner. And a nice night for Junior continues.
Get your tickets to see the Cavs take on the Pacers in Game 5, Wednesday, April 25th. Cavs playoffs tickets are on sale now at Cavs.com. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Since 1913, Dandy has been providing quality snacks to Ohio families. No matter what your favorite sporting event is, there is a Dandy snack to enjoy. From potato chips, pretzels, or the original melt-in-your-mouth corn twisty, Dandy has a snack for you. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of your Cleveland Cavaliers, and pick up a bag of Dandy snacks at a great price. Dandy, quality snacks from our family to yours. You'll find everything.
John, your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits in a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena box office, online at theqarena.com, or charged by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
Zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $100 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering $100 off select RZT residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the lap bar control RZTL, you'll be able to tackle any task. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible in other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
And we're back on Cavs HQ here on the Alcanel Cavaliers Radio Network. We are getting ready for Game 4 here tonight in Indianapolis. The Cavaliers trail the series 2-1. In our pre-production meeting, Rafa, we were discussing what the Cavaliers need to do for this Game 4, how they should approach it, and you came up with a simple two-word answer, therapy dog.
Remington.
Bring back the therapy dog.
Bring back Remington.
What game was that?
That was in
the dog
Charlotte.
J.R. Smith petted the dog.
In Charlotte.
And he went
almost perfect from the floor. And then also Kevin Love was helped by you remember?
Ah, did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Kevin Love had just suffered a tooth injury in Miami.
Right.
And
the therapy dog
and
cured
therapy
that.
Dog came, and they brought him back for game two.
Well, that's it.
Of the play.
Therapy dog.
We need Remington.
The dog's name is Remington?
Remington, yeah. We call him Remy. His friends call him Remy.
You know the therapy dog? Were you there? Did you pet the therapy dog?
Of course I did.
Oh,
yeah.
You had a much better show that night on La Mega?
Yes, I think my si senor were like a little better, like a little clearer.
A little deeper, a little hardier.
The cat version of Rin Tin Tin. I can't believe you don't know Rin Tin Tin was.
I know it's a dog. I know Lassie.
Yeah.
I don't know Rin Tin Tin. That's a little before. You're a little older than
I. In Spanish, in the show in Spanish, you know, Rin Tin Tin, that was his name in Spanish. So it would be like, ahora Rin Tin. And then Rin Tin Tin would show up and like rescue the thing. So
that's a much better ring than whatever it was.
That's what we need. Ahora Remy.
That's all we need. There it is. We're joking a little bit about it, Rafa, but I think there is something to be said for the moxie of a player. You know, this is the time where you need to dig deep. You know, you look through the first three games of the series, X's and O's, and this is and this and that, a new lineup, which I thought I like the idea of the new lineup in Game 2. I thought it was successful the way the Cavaliers came out. But I, you know what this series might boil down to? Guts.
Yeah.
Guys who are going to be there when the lights are the brightest. And yes, the Cavs have a couple of new players that are experiencing the playoffs for the first time. Playoffs as a Cavalier in this system as the first time. And a question might be, I mean, the Cavs are running out of time here. They're down 2-1 in the series. But a question personnel-wise, moving forward, who has the guts? Who has the shoulders that are broad enough to play under these bright lights?
And you mentioned Turner and Young having their day and a field day inside. You know, maybe this is the time when T. Lou mentioned it before the game, before Game 3, that he still has his trust on Tristan Thompson, that he might be able to call his number during this series. And I don't think we're talking about changes just because you need to make changes, but for fans to see the way the Cavs lost on Game 3, you know, everybody puts the alarms on and everything. But for the players, I think it's just another game. We're still only down 2-1, and you mentioned it before. A win today, even the series, and everything is back to the Cavs' favor. That's all we need to do here is steal one. It would have been great to take the first one to have a chance to go home up 3-1. But at the end of the day, adjustments is what makes the playoff series is better, and T. Lou and his staff are really good at that. I think that they have the proven record, and there are many changes that the Cavs can make, but a lot of the changes have to come within our bench, who was one of the top six benches in the league during the regular season, has not been there. You know that those multiple double-digit scorers off the bench have not been there this series, and I think it's like, you know, gut and soul searching for the guys and see what is it that they need to do. Role players. What we have had the last 3 seasons, John, that we have made it to the finals, is guys that were willing and happy to do whatever was needed from them to do, forgetting about their personal numbers and their personal things. Just what is my role, and do it to perfection. And I think that's the moment that the Cavs have right now.
Yeah, and I think you look at the first 3 games, and there's not much of that. You know what I mean? There's not much of, you know, you look around for role players. I think Game 2 is a perfect example of J.R. Smith coming into the ballgame, scored only 5 points,
Play
but
D.
was sensational. Sensational defensively against Oladipo, did exactly what he needed to do. That's exactly what we're talking about. There hasn't been enough of that so far in this series. Secondary players doing what they do best, doing their roles, and it being for the betterment of the team. Again, you can look up and down the stat sheets in games 1, 2, and 3, and there was a void in that department, and hopefully the Cavaliers can get it cooking as we head into Game 4 here tonight.
And before we go to break, and we'll ask Joe G if he agrees with me, because he'll join us, maybe if they get Cavs Radio suits as well, so we kind of feel all suited up with the team, you know, we can...
You bring that up, but it didn't work. I mean, it didn't. They'd win Game 3.
But this is the time. Take off the business suit and put on the hard hat. Game 4 coming up.
Overalls for Game 4. No $5,000 gray suits.
Put on the hard hat.
Put on the
Take
hard
off
hat.
The gloves.
Yeah, put on the big old boots, and let's get to work in Game 4 here tonight. Back with more Cavs HQ right after this.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it off. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on Wood Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Shopping for outdoor furniture? Buy from the store that sold its first patio set in the year 1920. Levin's. Come see our great selection of quality outdoor sofas, sectionals, dining sets, fire pits, and more. Many of our collections feature top quality weather-resistant aluminum frames and water-resistant fabrics. For the same peace of mind you have shopping for your indoors, come see the all-new outdoor collections. Only at Levin's.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Berk Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
It's the NBA playoffs. When it's win or go home, everything takes on greater importance.
Finds Love. He'll take that three. Got knocked down. He knocks it down. And Kevin Love has a chance for the four-point play.
Cleveland wants it more. We'll do whatever it takes to win.
They answer the bucket. Lays it up, plays it in. Gets fouled by Turner. And a nice night for Junior continues.
Get your tickets to see the Cavs take on the Pacers in Game 5, Wednesday, April 25th. Cavs playoffs tickets are on sale now at Cavs.com. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Back here on Cavs HQ, John Michael, Rafa Hernandez, Brito, and one of our favorites from Cavs.com. He is Joe Gabriel, Cavs
Noble.
Beat reporter, beat writer. Good to see you, Joseph. Rafa and I were discussing game four tonight.
Yes.
As Cavaliers look to even the series at two before heading back to Northeast Ohio. We think we've figured it out. What do the Cavs need tonight?
Ahora rinting.
Therapy dogs.
Ooh, boy, I never thought of that.
A whole fleet of therapy dogs.
Oh, you know, let's bring them in.
The Retrievers beat UVA, the first 16 seed.
UMBC, was that what their nickname is, the Retrievers?
That's your college? The
it, is the, it is the year of the – no, that
UMBC,
was the Terriers.
Maryland, Baltimore.
Oh, the, that's right, the UMBC.
They beat UVA,
right.
The first 16
yeah, right.
team to win it. So we figure we get
yeah, let's
a
bring
whole
them in.
Fleet.
Yeah, I mean,
let's bring them in, wiener dogs and German shepherds and beagles and whatever you got, man. Bring them all in.
I think that's the key. We need, you know, some guys need to step up. Apparently, the therapy dog helped. Where was it? In Charlotte? You said?
Charlotte, yeah.
In Charlotte.
Yeah,
that's right.
And off we go.
Remington.
Remington. There you go. He knows him. Yeah, he knows Remy.
Yeah.
If he was his friend, he would say Remy.
I see.
But he just knows about it.
We're acquaintances. Yeah. We're not close buddies.
Yeah. Rafa, last segment, said he's tight with the dog.
I'm sure that.
So you've met Remington?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. Of course.
I actually have a picture
sure
with him.
That surprises you. Yeah.
He put me on his Instagram account.
Yeah, of course he did.
So the Cavaliers heading into game four tonight, Joseph. We're going to, you know, in the second half of the show, we'll revisit game three a little bit. Not too much. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it already. We're looking forward to tonight's game. In game four, quickly, your thoughts about what the Cavs need to do here in game four, looking to even the series, trying to get the bad taste out of their mouth from what was game three?
Well, I mean, I don't think you have to be Dr. James Naismith to figure it out. I mean, you hear Shaq talking about it all the time. I think it's Shaq. He calls them the others. And really, I mean, the Cavs have had three double-figure scorers in each game. And it hasn't been high double figures. It's been LeBron and guys in the teens. You just need a little more from Jordan and Rodney. Larry's been good defensively, maybe a little more offense. First of all, you didn't think offense would be a problem coming into the playoffs.
Right.
That didn't seem like it would be an issue. And I think a lot of these guys, you know, playoff experience it's not overrated. It's for real. And a lot of these guys are not used to the speed and the intensity. Maybe the first, you know, three games got them used to it, and now they've got their sea legs. Maybe they'll come out ready to fire, you know.
You know, and Kyle Korver getting three shots in 20 minutes. It's obviously you got to give credit to the Pacers' defensive effort. You know, we faced the Hawks when Korver was there, and it was always like, don't let Korver beat you, because you know with three quick shots, he can definitely change like Bogdanović did in game three. So, again, we talked about it, and you're right. You hit it right where we were going. It's like we need – help from the bench.
Yeah.
We were one of the best benches. If you look at the top benches in the NBA, the other top four were teams
bad
that
teams,
were out of
yeah.
it, teams
yeah.
that were playing everybody,
yeah.
and then were the Cavs. And that has not been there. And then this is the time. It came get home field advantage back, and then go back to the queue and take care of business.
Yeah, this season the Cavs scored more bench points than they had in any other season in franchise history. And if the Cavs do win tonight, they do get home court advantage back, and it's a three-game series heading home. But, I mean, your point is well taken, Joseph. I mean, they need scoring from other sources. And of all the things – you know, that you didn't think was going to be a problem going into the playoffs.
Right.
It is offense. You would have hoped that they would have gotten their sea legs after game one.
Right.
We thought that – all right, let's get that out of your system.
Right, right.
But we're still seeing remnants of that in games two and three, and hopefully hopefully it's over now, and let's go.
Right. And I don't want to pick on – for sure I don't want to pick on Jordan Clarkson. I thought he'd be a little better because he seems to be a good bench player who has no conscience. He kind of comes in firing and not thinking. And, again, let's let these guys get their sea legs. If Jordan comes out, feels free, shoots it well, Rodney, same thing. If these guys get a little confidence in game four, that could change for the rest of the postseason. But right now, I just think that they don't have confidence. They're not ready to shoot, just things like that. And Kyle, who killed Indiana last year, has still yet to find his real self.
And you wonder if he's 100%.
Kyle's really been good on the defensive end so far in the playoffs, but he just needs to find his shot.
You wonder if he's 100% too.
Exactly.
Right now. He's been dealing with that foot.
You mentioned our best bench in the history of the franchise. Game one, after averaging over 40 points, almost 41 points in the season. Game one for the Cavs bench, 31. Game two, 16. Game three, 22.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Right. I mean, those numbers speak for themselves. We're going to take a quick break. Be back with with more of Cavs HQ on the Elkin Elk Cavaliers Radio Network. Joe Gabriel will stay with us. More after this.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $300 off select XT3 Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing, but the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun, even a dimly lit Cobb salad was recently hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in now and ask how to get half off the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time only. See store for details or att.com/Samsung50. With dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Justin Timberlake, the most dynamic entertainer on the planet, returns to the concert stage. The Man of the Woods Tour. October 2nd, Quicken Loans Arena. Justin Timberlake, the voice, the music. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants it more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Last month, over 100 young athletes between the ages of 5 and 17 took part in a special Cavs Academy clinic at Lakewood High School. During the clinic, the boys and girls worked on a variety of basketball skills, including dribbling, passing, form and defense, in different drills led by Cavs Academy coaches. Participants also had the opportunity to meet and learn from Cavaliers guard George Hill, who spoke to the group about the importance of perseverance and what it means to be a Cleveland Cavalier. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart.
14-1 is the Cavalier lead. Hill in the right corner. Back to LeBron. Squares up, fires a three. Hey! Knocks it down. LeBron James has all 16 Cavalier points. And 5 minutes in, it's Cavs 16, Pacers 1. The second half of Cavs HQ on the Out and Out Cavaliers radio network is underway.
To make sure you come out in the second half. Same mojo you have in the first half.
Who, me?
That's a Game 3 reference by Rafa.
I don't want you getting
fade in the second half. No, I'll be good.
He was a little upset that the Cavs scored 57 points in the first half of Game 3, just 33 in the second half, falling to the Pacers 92-90 as the Cavs will look to even the series here tonight in Indianapolis. The Huntington Tip-Off Show, English side, starts at 8 o'clock. Late tip time of 8:30 Eastern. Rafa, you kick off at
8:15.
8:15 on La Mega. You only had 15 minutes, huh? Is it better or worse?
Like, yes, it's better.
I mean, you do it yourself.
It's better because
I
have to do
shorter.
The whole game right. And halftime and right. Postgame. And
I don't know how you do that, by the way.
Like, I wish I could air it. Even Red Panda would make it on my air at halftime if I had a
don't
chance.
Don't even start thinking about picking up Red Panda, man.
That's probably why I don't like Red Panda, because I can't air. Like, even when we have those, like, nobody remembers rappers that we have at the queue sometimes.
I aired them
because I need to catch my breath. So I even, like, you know, like.
I see, but Red Panda does not afford you a break.
I can't.
I see.
And that's why.
Do you have the Red Panda music in your head for, like, the first maybe 3 minutes of the second half?
No, because I got to do, like, the Medica Mutual numbers and stuff and everything. So
he can't just put that into his listener's ear for 3 minutes.
So I know Juan Miguel never pays attention to halftime shows, right. But I know you do specifically, and I do as well.
Give me
your top three. Real quick, give me your top three.
Well, I'm biased.
Yeah,
I thank Christian and Scooby because he's a good friend of mine.
That's the guy
he's
with
an
the,
aspiring
the
broadcaster, the Chihuahua.
Right. Explain for those
balance,
who are
a balance
little,
act.
Little newer than the NBA.
His parents are from a Russian circus.
Okay.
He's son of a Russian man, and his mother is Mexican, so it's a really weird mix, but it is. Mm-hmm. And he does a balance act. Mm-hmm. By himself first, and then the dog comes out and, like,
shirtless
stands on top of him. Well, I'll be shirtless too if I had that body.
Yeah,
but you know,
please.
But and then the dog does, like, the
please
dog,
don't give him any ideas.
The dog the dog got does tricks and stuff. You know.
Yeah,
I like the one they had at the Pacers for Game 3. The frisbee dogs.
Frisbee dogs were good, although that one was really reluctant. There was one dog that they had to drag out there kicking and screaming, man.
Dogs have now made it into 3 of the 5 segments here so far in Cavs HQ.
My favorite, I mean, I have to like do my top three. My favorite right now, and I hope we get him one more time for the playoffs. Because
the jump rope.
The firecrackers. Those girls that do the jump rope.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they come out, and I think people think they're like a local high school or something, and they're kind of bored, and they sit back, and they're like, okay, these little girls. Gonna do, and everybody's stunned, and the place goes nuts. And it kind of gets them primed up for the second half. That's why I think they're my favorite.
Which one you don't like?
People are geeked up for the – which one don't I like? I don't like old rappers, man. I mean,
yeah.
I'm with you. I mean, you're done. It's over.
Like, especially one hit wonder old rappers.
Yeah,
you know what I don't like, and this is not a halftime show, thank God. It's that dude that goes around every arena in the league, throwing away his sweaty t-shirt to the fans. Like the other day, he showed up next to me at the queue. And I literally said to him, "Do not come by this section because I will trip you and you will land in the first floor." I don't get that one.
He fires the crowd up, man. He gets everybody all pumped up. That's the point, I guess.
But then you should do it during the game to fire the crowd up.
He does it during
because
the game.
During the
timeout,
the game, doesn't he?
During the timeout, it doesn't do us any good.
I kind of wonder what that guy's like in real life sometimes, don't you?
I don't.
Okay. I mean, do you think he's a maniac and he goes running up and down the stairs at his house tearing his shirt off?
No, he's probably the most mild-mannered guy you could ever meet.
What about the dude? What about the dude that steps on the chairs and
I like
stacking
that guy.
Them up?
That is the one guy who scares me. You're right. I don't pay attention to it, usually because I'm running upstairs and getting more water and everything else.
Water.
That's the one guy that, to me, I don't want to see his last performance.
I know.
Is what I'm trying to say.
I
because
know.
He gets up there and
he
he's not – I mean, he's not – And he's not a young man. I mean, he's been doing this for a couple of decades.
Right.
He gets up there and is doing handstands a couple of stories. I physically get uncomfortable watching the end of that performance.
Right. And our beat reporters, who are much more cynical and bitter individuals, they're constantly rooting for that kind of action.
They're always videotaping it just so they can have it.
The worst case scenario. No. So they're, yeah. That guy frightens me as well.
He does. That guy.
But I like him.
What about the dudes we had at the queue the other day? One of them is a very heavy set guy and does the flip and takes his shirt off while he's doing the tumble.
Yeah, the Beale Street Flippers?
I don't know what
they're
name.
Pretty good. Yeah, they're pretty good too. I like.
Know. I don't have any of this. I don't know any of these guys.
Yeah. What are you doing? You're going to get.
Yeah, I'm running upstairs getting some water and
he's doing
nachos.
He's doing second half game prep. Is what
getting myself. Getting myself all ready to go. I still like Quick Change. They're pretty cool.
I still like Quick Change. They need a change. I mean, they need.
They haven't changed.
They haven't updated.
So
they need. I know, but
it's
something
good.
Different.
Yeah, they're nice. Well, everybody doesn't see them every.
Plus,
game
you know what
like
it is? They might need to like switch to a younger couple.
Because the fact that they both come out.
No, listen to me. The fact that they both come out with a lot of. Dresses and suits on top of them, it just looks a little past their prime time, you know?
That's not nice. I mean, they originated.
And then the
this
disappointing part is that she takes 8 dresses off and she still looks like she had 8 dresses.
Now I feel bad that I took us down this rabbit hole.
You should feel bad.
I'm so sorry.
You should feel bad. We're going to get to basketball.
Cool.
We're not talking
a little
basketball.
Bit, but listen, we do a lot of things on this show. And we don't only talk about the Cavs. We talk about the Indians. And we also talk about the Cleveland Browns, and the schedule just came out.
Yes.
The draft is only hours away, days and hours away. Steelers in week one. The Browns, how did you get to peruse the schedule or no? Did you like the way it looked?
I barely looked at it. By the way, in Cleveland we call draft day Brown Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've heard that once or twice.
So we're excited about that. And then, you know, as a Steelers fan, and I am also I almost feel like I'm a casual Steelers fan. Why do you think Browns Steelers is a week one matchup?
Are you asking me?
I am asking.
Yeah, I grew up in, for those who aren't familiar, I did grow up in Western Pennsylvania. I don't know why it's a week one matchup. It always seems to be either a week one or now a week 17 matchup, doesn't it?
It does. And I wonder why they bookend the season like that. Usually, the Browns are down to their third string quarterback when we play Steelers, really. And it's kind of a nothing game. I don't really understand that scheduling. Wouldn't you like to see, you know, the Browns get a couple games under their belt and then.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, I do know Pittsburgh. I don't know if this is the case for the Browns, but the Steelers play nearly all their Central Division games in the first half of the season. I think they play 5 of their 6 in the first 8 weeks. I don't know if that's the case with the Browns or not. I don't know why it's a first-round matchup. I think, though, that this sounds strange, and I know a lot of people, the whole Cleveland-Pittsburgh thing, but I root for the Browns. You know what
I
mean?
I root for the Steelers when they're not playing the Browns.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, go ahead. I think I'm not sure. Both cities obviously have, you know, the tradition, the Sipe versus Bradshaw and everything else. And those games as kids were
loved
the best games. Those were the games you waited for, best games
incredible.
Of the season. The game, remember, Metcalf took back 2 touchdowns.
Oh,
that I was at
incredible
that.
Incredible game.
Yep, I was at that game. I was at Notre Dame at the time. I met my dad back, you know, to be able to go father-son, watch that game. Browns won that game. It was one of the greatest games I've ever – I'll never forget that game.
Yeah.
One of the greatest games I've ever seen. But when the Browns left, the second most hurt fan base, believe it, was Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Was the Pittsburgh fan base to see that rivalry go away, and because it's special, and maybe that's why that's still a first round match. I'm sorry, a week one matchup or a week 17 matchup that you see over and over.
You know what I just realized? That thank God I work for the Cavs because they have nothing to do with my misery as a sports fan before, but now I'm thinking about it. Cleveland has a lot to do with my frustrations sports wise.
What do we do?
Game 6 of the 1997 playoff game when Sandy Alomar hit the homer against Mariano Rivera.
I was there for that.
And then
you were at the game.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And then I was there too. I drove from New York to Jacobs Field to the Jake.
Before our championship, the Cavaliers. That was as crazy as I've ever seen downtown.
I know. And then I remember now.
I love that perspective.
And I had a chance to say this to Bernie Kosar because I always hear about the drive and the misery that the Browns had. But before Browns fans were disappointed, Jets fans were before the Browns to get to that game, Mark Gastineau got hit with that late hit on Bernie Kosar on that game. The Jets lost in overtime in the playoff. And don't tell me about
you
misery.
Remember that Mark Gastineau play? You don't remember
of
Bernie
course.
Kosar shredding your Jets? Oh, my Lord. Mark, you're going to break it down to that
stupid
Gastineau
penalty? But I'm saying, everybody talks about, but that's the play that that kept the game going for the Browns. I don't care what Bernie Kosar had done.
Bernie Kosar.
If the sack exchange didn't make that mistake.
Sports perspectives, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about,
you know?
Right?
That's true.
But before we go.
Yes.
Jets, Chargers, Chiefs, Falcons, and Panthers. What, which games like do you like the best of the visiting teams that are not from the division for the Browns?
Which ones do I? Which team do I like?
Yeah,
which games are you looking forward to? I think is what he's trying to ask.
Carolina, Atlanta, Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Because
I've always liked Kansas City. I'm always kind of fascinated by them. They're always kind of exotic because they're out in, you know, Arrowhead. It's true. Like, they're kind
the Chiefs are exotic to you?
Yeah, they're cool to me, yeah. And I have a Steelers crush, but I also have an AFC West crush. I love all the
That
AFC
is a great
West.
Stadium, by the way. Arrowhead?
I actually went there not during a game, just to stop in. I was driving cross-country.
I call a couple of games, and the crowd is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's something kind of cool about the Chiefs. And I also really like Pat Mahomes coming out of college, and I'm curious to see how he plays.
Isn't it funny that, you know, when we ask people who like a lot of sports, what's your favorite sport, doesn't it – the determinant is what time of the year it is? Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, you know, baseball, I can't wait to – you know, when this season hopefully in 2 months comes to an end, when the Cavs season comes to an end, I can't wait to go out and just sit in the bleachers and watch the Indians. You know, the same thing, you start to hear about the Browns and the schedule comes out and everything else, and we're ramping up for that as well. We're way past the time where we're supposed to take a break. We're going to step away for just a moment and be back with more Cavs HQ right after this on the Elkin Out Cavaliers Radio Network.
It's the NBA playoffs. When it's win or go home, everything takes on greater importance.
Finds Love. He'll take that three. Got knocked down. He knocks it down. And Kevin Love has a chance of a four-point play.
Cleveland wants it more. We'll do whatever it takes to win.
Stands in the bucket. Lays it up, plays it in. Gets fouled by Turner. And a nice night for Junior continues.
Get your tickets to see the Cavs take on the Pacers in Game 5, Wednesday, April 25th. Cavs playoffs tickets are on sale now at Cavs.com. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
The hardest working man in comedy is back. Kevin Hart. It's the Irresponsible Tour.
I caught my dad giving my kids raw candy out of his pocket. Candy with no wrapper. It was loose. It was just in his pocket. He said, huh.
The box office smash comedian, Kevin Hart.
Where the lines at on that peppermint?
Kevin Hart.
5 minutes go by, I saw my dad take that peppermint out of his mouth, put it back in his pocket. Those were half-sucked on peppermints.
Thursday, October 4th in Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com. Don't miss Kevin Hart.
Zero turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $100 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering $100 off select RZT residential zero turn mowers. From the steering wheel control RZT SX zero turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the lap bar control RZTL, you'll be able to tackle any task. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible in other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing, but the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun, even a dimly lit Cobb salad was recently hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in now and ask how to get half off the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time only. See store for details or att.com/Samsung50. With dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Since 1913, Dandy has been providing quality snacks to Ohio families. No matter what your favorite sporting event is, there is a Dandy snack to enjoy. From potato chips, pretzels, or the original melt-in-your-mouth corn twisty, Dandy has a snack for you. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of your Cleveland Cavaliers, and pick up a bag of Dandy snacks at a great price. Dandy, quality snacks from our family to yours. You'll find everything.
Corren los Cavaliers por izquierda. 1-1 LeBron contra Young. El Rey detrás de su espalda. Se va a levantar, se siente caliente. De nuevo, media vuelta, levanta el doble camino. Y la pone donde con James. 11 puntos para el Rey para arrancar la noche. 5 de 5 desde el piso. En fuego el Rey.
4-game slate today in the NBA as we're back here on Cavs HQ on the Elkin Out Cavaliers Radio Network. Cavs and the Pacers tonight here in Indy. That is the final game of the four. It kicks off in only a couple of hours. The Celtics are at Milwaukee as the Bucks scratched out a victory on Friday night to get in the win column. They can even the series. Then it's Warriors at Spurs, the Warriors without Steph Curry, the Spurs without Kawhi Leonard, and the Warriors looking for the first-round sweep. And then a 6 o'clock start, Raptors at Wizards, the Wizards in D.C. They got in the win column on Friday as well. That series is 2-1 in favor of the Raptors. Some pretty good ones. I mean, some series that can go 2-2, and hopefully that's the case with the Cavs in the final game on that slate as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, just want to see us be aggressive, hit them in the mouth early, do what they did to us, and be able to sustain it, really. I mean, obviously, that's the thing. They jumped out to a big lead last night in game two, or I'm sorry, in game three and game two, and again, hit them in the mouth early, sustain it. I mean, it sounds simple, but.
It's simple, and I get two things. We mentioned it earlier. It's only 2-1. We can still recover from and get a home field advantage. You know, Toronto and Washington, which would be the matchup against the winner of this series. You know, again, if Washington can pull it off, they're also a 2-2. So, you know, talking about advantages of rest and everything else, that's looking good for the Cavs. But in the playoff, everything changes. I wasn't worried about when we lost by 18 in the first, when we were down by, 23 in the first game, you know, and then we led wire to wire on game two, and game three totally changed everything. The Cavaliers and the Pacers both had the lead in the game for the first time in the series. So as long as we bring the effort for 48 minutes, as long as LeBron James can have a little help in the second half from the bench and from the starters, I think the starters did the job for the most part.
Pretty much.
You know, so I'm fine with it.
Another big thing in the playoffs, and you hear the guys say it all the time, and I don't know if it's been the case, cherish the basketball. You know, every possession is super important, and I think when you kind of go in maybe in that first round, you're still a little in regular season mode where you're making passes that you'd make in the regular season that probably shouldn't be made in the playoffs. So I think cherishing the basketball is another big thing. I mean, yeah.
Well, you look at game three two nights ago. I mean, that's a big part of the game. I mean, the Cavs forced 11 Pacer turnovers. Yeah. Pacers were top 10 in terms of fewest turnovers in the league during the regular season. Cavs forced 11 en route to a 57-40 lead at the half. The Cavs also only coughed it up 7 times through the first two quarters. Ended up with 10 turnovers in the second half, which was a big reason why the Pacers were able to come from behind. On Friday night, all three home teams won. The Pacers taking the 2-1 lead. The Wizards got back in the series with a big victory over the Raptors and the Bucks, a big win over the Celtics. Home court advantage are obviously a big deal in the playoffs, as we saw big shifts in those two series. And now we're going to get another look at it today on Sunday. Can the Wizards once again win at home? Can the Bucks once again win at home? We could have some intrigue. I mean, we can come out of this day with 3-2-2 series in the Eastern Conference.
And that Washington-Toronto series is getting a little choppy, you know, with one of the Twins getting into it. The Bucks and Marquette the Celtics.
Morris,
the Bucks and the Celtics, I think it's just a matter of whether Giannis, again, talking about getting help, and I think Middleton has been playing phenomenal in this
and
season.
Jabari Parker finally showed up.
Yeah.
So that was good for them, obviously.
And then good to see our mate, Matteo Dellavedova, playing it hard. And then nobody seems to learn that you cannot intimidate Matt Dellavedova.
Right, right.
They keep trying to push him around, the Celtics, and he just keeps standing in front of the guy.
Yeah. And you see how, you know, how far hustle and hard work and all that stuff can take you, especially in the playoffs, man. I mean, it's
effort.
You know, yeah, exactly.
These are all good series in the East. I last week we talked about it, and I said I expected at least three lower seeds to move on to the second round. We're seeing a couple of blowouts out there in the West, but man, all of these series here in the East have been good thus far. Again, we're only 3 games in to 3 of these 4 series in the Eastern Conference, but I mean there are some tight matchups. Hopefully the Cavs, as the higher seed, can prevail and move on to the second round. Huge game tonight, game 4 right here in Indy. We will preview it one last time when we come back right here on Cavs HQ.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the 7 most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hanna, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything KND has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at KND.com.
It's the NBA playoffs. When it's win or go home, everything takes on greater importance.
Finds Love. He'll take that three. Got knocked down. He knocks it down. And Kevin Love has a chance for the four-point play.
Cleveland wants it more. We'll do whatever it takes to win.
Hands in the bucket. Lays it up. Plays it in. Gets fouled by Turner. And a nice night for Junior continues.
Get your tickets to see the Cavs take on the Pacers in Game 5, Wednesday, April 25th. Cavs playoffs tickets are on sale now at Cavs.com. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Shopping for outdoor furniture? Buy from the store that sold its first patio set in the year 1920. Levin's. Come see our great selection of quality outdoor sofas, sectionals, dining sets, fire pits, and more. Many of our collections feature top-quality weather-resistant aluminum frames and water-resistant fabrics. For the same peace of mind you have shopping for your indoors, come see the all-new outdoor collections. Only at Levin's.
It's time for some basketball at the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Journey. Def Leppard. 2018's Tour of the Year. Cleveland, get ready. Quicken Loans Arena, May 28th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Rock music icons. Journey, Def Leppard. For VIP packages and more, visit journeymusic.com and defleppard.com.
Hey, Dexter, did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package with some sweet post lamps and all sorts of electrical services, appliance protection, and repair plans. You can also get your trees trimmed. There's a connected home plan with smart thermostats, electric vehicle chargers, and filters. Who do they have filters? There's air filters, water filters.
What Dexter's trying to say is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so many filters.
Shop now at smart-mart.com.
We're back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ on the Alconel Cavaliers Radio Network as we get you set for Game 4 tonight here in Indianapolis. The Cavaliers look to tie the series at 2 before heading back to Northeast Ohio. Late tip time, 8:30. The pregame show, the Huntington Tip-Off Show, begins right here at 8 o'clock on the Spanish side on La Mega at 8:15. See? Joe Gabriel, final thoughts. Game 4 for the second time in the series. Cavaliers need to bounce back to avoid going into a two-game hole.
As I said earlier, some more from the others, which I think is obvious. And then the second thing I'd like to see is continuity at point guard. I think that is a key. We're in a little bit of a fog right now. We have LeBron on the ball. We've had Jose. We've had George Hill.
Clarkson. Green.
Right. I mean, I think I'd like to see some continuity at the one. I think that would help get everybody back in their normal roles and moving forward. I at the end of the year, by necessity, we had to go with a ton of lineups. At this point now, guys are healthy. Let's find what works and stick with it.
Particularly with ball security being critical
exactly.
At this juncture of the season. Rafa.
I think we need to win that battle on those numbers in the bottom of the scoring sheet. The points in the paint, we dominated in the first half. We kind of ended up losing the battle. The points on fast break that we usually lead, we usually win. And the second half, the second chance points, which means that we're being at hustle in the defensive board. And I have to throw in there, if you can pull out Remington, and I'm good.
Yeah, he's talking about the therapy.
Yeah,
dog.
The dog. Yeah, bring in the dogs, man. I want one too. I'd like Australian cattle dog if we're doing requests.
You mentioned fundamentals, turnovers. Third quarter, game 3, more turnovers than field goals. There's no way you can win a game, even with LeBron on the team.
I think the hustle, when you bring up the word hustle, I think that's important. And we talked about in the first half, moxie and guts and digging deep. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about. I think right now, a lot of times in the second half, Cavs were just getting beaten to loose balls. in the paint.
Yeah.
And it looked like Miles Turner and Thaddeus Young just wanted it a little bit more. And, you know, LeBron's out there playing 40-some minutes per game, you know, and when he's doing 100 different things, some other guys have to step up and just be aggressive and just hustle. And I think that this team has enough talent that if they take that extra step and dig a little bit deeper, hey, we're going to even this series. And, you know, hopefully they're going to get back on track and we're going to start to see the ascent to make another run here in the postseason.
And that goes, you know, to the bench. If they play well, LeBron gets his rest at the beginning of the second quarter, at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then he's ready to finish. You win this game by winning the end of the quarters. And that's what you need.
Yeah, and I don't think it's limited to bench. I think it's limited to supporting cast even in that starting lineup. All right, game four here tonight in Indy. Huntington tip-off show at 8 o'clock on the Spanish side. La Mega, that tips at 8:15. Thanks, everyone. For Rafa, for Joe, I'm John. This has been Cavs HQ on the Alconel Cavaliers Radio Network.
Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a direct-buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop in to one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.